Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Money Course. We developed this course because we've been listening to busy commuters and what kinds of things stress you and suburban families out. And we found that there are a number of things, so we developed, a marriage course and parenting course, Christianity 101 course, because those relationships and spirituality tend to be under stress from commuting. But we also kept hearing about finances being a real issue for commuters. Something that people want to work on and think about intentionally, but just never seem to have the time, never seem to be able to just stop treading water to keep up. So we developed this course, the Money Basic Budgeting course, to help you with one of those things that's most stressed by the busy suburban or commuter life. So this week we're going to be trying to look at some of the confusing financial terminology that sometimes gets used when we start to think about our personal finances. Sometimes we don't know what something means, sometimes we're confused about what it means, and this can be a real barrier to understanding our own finances, getting a grasp on them so we can actually do something about them. So we're going to look at some jargon. We're going to start simple, and maybe you are really familiar with these terms, but not everybody is. And if you're working with a small group, as we've suggested, not everybody in your group is going to be as familiar with these. So don't assume that everybody understands the financial terminology that you do. We're going to look at a couple questions now, and then I've got a list of jargon for you later on to look at and understand. So first of all, the first term we're going to look at is overdraft. What is an overdraft? I've got three multiple choice options for you. Think about which one you think is correct, and then we'll pause the video if you need to, and you can either reveal the answer on our website, or you can just resume the video to hear what the answer is. So what is an overdraft? Is it a facility allowing you to spend more money from your bank account than you have in it, where you'll be charged some interest and fees? Is it where you can transfer some of your debts from one credit card to a new one and pay the sum off? Or C, is it the minimum amount you have to pay each month on your credit or store card account? So A, B, C, which answer do you think is correct? Pause here if you need to. So the correct answer is A. A facility allowing you to spend more money from your bank account than you have in it, and you will be charged interest and fees. All right, our next question is, what is accrued interest? Is it A, the total amount you have to pay back against a long-term loan? Is it B, the amount of interest that you've accumulated or grown on a loan over time, or an investment over time? And C, is it the total amount in your bank or savings account? So, which one do you think is the correct answer for accrued interest? A, B, or C? Pause the video here if you need time to think about it. All right, the correct answer is B, the amount of interest that has accumulated or grown on a loan or investment over time. So here are some more financial jargon terms. You can find a whole list on our website. You can also find them through our mobile app. But a few of the big ones, APR, annual percentage rate, is the overall cost of borrowing if you owe money on a credit card, loan, or overdraft. Cleared or uncleared balances. A cleared balance shows the money that's reached your account and is ready for you to use. An uncleared balance is money that you've maybe deposited to your account, but that hasn't been checked yet to make sure that the bank sending the money has it. Compound interest is interest calculated on the original amount you borrowed or saved, as well as any interest already charged or earned. So it keeps growing. A credit score is the system your card issuer uses to decide whether to provide you with a card or loan and to set that credit limit. Credit scoring works by awarding points to the information you've provided. A minimum payment is the amount you must pay each month on your credit or store card account to keep to the terms of the agreement. And finally, a variable interest rate is an interest rate offered by a bank or financial institution on loans or deposits, which are liable to change according to the circumstances. It's not a locked-in rate. So there's just a few of the terms. You can find more at redeemthecommute.com or in our app. But what other terms would you add to this list of confusing jargon? Ask your small group what they think those terms mean if you're concerned. And if nobody knows, search Google for some answers. But think of what other financial terms have confused you. Have a great discussion. Bye for now.